town. Yeah, this is my town. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Bogoss and Tracy Black. We're continuing our first and sole podcast with the Coaches and Community Tour. We just had a great lunch at the Brandon Iron here, right off of Highway 157 as we traveled to West Point High School.
Man, I'm telling you, it was a good meal for sure. And talking about this Coaches and Community Tour, all this getting prepared for our media days coming up July 21st, 22nd over to Clarion in the shows. We're going to have 57 teams over a two-day period. And just found out yesterday that the Army, Army Reserves, and the National Guard are going to be there setting up booths. And I hear there may be a rock climbing wall and stuff for the players and stuff to take advantage. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Hey, I heard too, Tracy, that there is this podcast crew called First and Soul. They're going to be set up there in the lobby too.
We're going to put him in the back and we're going to see him.
Oh, well, man, we're excited. We are continuing on, and we're in West Point, and we are sitting down in the office and in the field house at West Point High School with Coach Kevin McCravey. Kevin, welcome to the show.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And I appreciate what you guys have done, what you're doing for high school football. I think it's great. You know, Bo, you and I have talked quite a bit over the last few months about, you know, what you guys are doing to push this sport. I think it's great. And I'm really glad to be a part of it.
Well, we appreciate people like you and coaches like you that have the doors open, the arms open, and everything else for us to let us give you in general and your players and faculty and everybody the experience that Tracy saw in the back of his mind one day to start the First and Sold. And I don't know if you know this, Coach, but Tracy started First and Sold. I guess it's been, what, 7, 8 years ago?
Yeah, 2018 was first season.
To see where it's at now is just incredible. Kudos to you, Tracy, on your hard work and your vision. And then in order for me to do what I've done for the North Alabama, which includes West Point, it's been cool. My relationship with you just day one was great. So I thank you for that too, Coach.
Yeah, thank you.
We're in the heat of the summer.
Middle
of July.
We are.
Are you having fun?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If I wasn't having fun, I wouldn't be doing it.
Coach, we were looking around at the field house. First got here, got some new wraps on the walls here, man. Some incredible artwork of the Warriors and stuff. I mean, it looks fantastic in here. You just finished an OTA with the Lexington Golden Bears today. So tell the listener out there that, you know, they may not be familiar with West Point, the community, the school. Tell them a little bit about West Point and what about this community and what makes it a great place to call home.
The support. Absolutely the support. You know, we go out there, didn't have the year we wanted last year, but you guys saw the stadium, you saw the hill and everything. I mean, the hill's packed, the stands are packed. The support out there is just, it's unbelievable. It really is.
It's a really cool atmosphere. I got to come watch the Prosper Bulldogs play here this past season, and wish y'all come to Prosper this year.
We do.
The atmosphere, Tracy, is second to none. It's really cool being down in the bowl. And, of course, I was telling you guys a story earlier about the grill. They got the grill going, smoke going. Everything smells good. Whoever is y'all's grill master knows what he's doing, because I bet you they sell a lot. The smell is just great out here on Friday night.
It is. Coach, we talked a little bit earlier about Coach Morrison over in Florence, Coach Aycock over in Decatur, and kind of the path that brought you to where you are today. Tell us a little bit about how you got started and what all, where the jobs, the stops has been to get you to where you are today.
Well, funny story. I was standing in Lowe's, and one of my high school coaches from Hartsville, Coach Johnny Berry, who's now Dr. Berry over at Crab, superintendent, ran into him, and he's like, "Kevin, good to see you. Have you ever thought about coaching football?" I'm like, "You know, not really. I've never really thought about it." And just kind of put a bug in the back of my head. And then I ran into Coach Bob Weekly that helped out at Austin for a while and helped start that middle school program at Cedar Ridge. I ran into him year or two later, and he was like, "Hey, I'd love some help out here." And I thought, well, this is a good opportunity for me to go out there and see if this is really what I want to do. And so from day one, working with Coach Weekly at Cedar Ridge Middle School, I was like, this is absolutely what I want to do for the rest of my life. There's no doubt about it. So volunteered with him, put myself back in school, volunteered with Coach Weekly for a while. I ended up having the opportunity to go to UNA to work as a student coach. That's where Coach Mask and I met each other. He was playing then. And then left UNA. I got to do a short stint at Austin High School. And then Joel Strink left Austin High School and went to Tennessee and took me with him as his offensive coordinator. So I went up there for 2 years. Came back, ended up at Danville for 2 years as the offensive coordinator there, working for Joey Birch. And then was hanging around one day at the field house at Decatur, because I knew a lot of those guys before I even got there, like Lee Cagle and Russ Freeman was there at the time, and me and Russ and I were big buddies, and he would always invite me in. And Kenny Morrison, like I knew a lot of those guys on staff, Stevie Netherton, like all those guys. I was friends with all those guys, and I just walked into Jerry Adcock's office one day and said, "Hey, you need some more help?" And he's like, "Come on." And that was basically the interview to get to Decatur, and ended up at Decatur for 13 years.
That's real
some experience.
That's really good experience. Really good experience. You just mentioned Russ Freeman. I talked to Russ this morning.
Yeah.
He's coming to Media Day.
Okay, awesome.
That's really cool. You know, Russ is at East Limestone.
East Limestone, yep.
Yep. That's the cool offensive line coach. O-line. Is that right? Okay. Big old dude. Now, Russ is Kevin and I are coaches and I's age, and he went to Austin and played it for the Black Bears his career.
Nice. You mentioned earlier that you like offense. You're more of an offensive minded guy. What are some moments looking back on your coaching career, coaching path that's got you this point? What are some of your most favorite offensive moments that you've been a part of?
Favorite offensive moments. Going back, 2022 was my last year at Decatur. We had a really good staff. We had really good kids. We were very fortunate, not just offensively, on both sides of the ball. Like our quarterback that year, Ellis Dickman, had been basically a four-year starter. He could have called the entire offense. Like, he didn't need me. He could have called the whole offense. And he might have made one or two calls that might make me question him, but there's no doubt in my mind. Like we had good players like that year, and you know, you had a kid like Ellis who could call the whole offense, and you had a kid like you had two or three guys on defense that could call the whole defense for Levi Terry, who's a defense coordinator. But that was a lot of fun because Ellis was good about, if I made a bad call, and I'm gonna make bad calls because we all do, he would fix me. He would get me out of a bad situation, and I'm like, "What are you doing?" And then I'm like, "Okay, I know why you did that now." So that was a whole lot of fun, just as a whole. Just that group we had on offense that year, that group of coaches that we had, that was a whole lot of fun too. Working with Kenny Morrison might have been, and Brett Mask, when we were all on the offensive side of the ball at Decatur, there was never a dull moment.
It was so much fun.
Like Brett and I were this morning, you know, they just came to that OTA this morning over here. Brett and I this morning were telling old stories about being in that office at Decatur High, and just talking about some of the stuff that we used to get into, and you know how, you know, we just had a really good time. We were very fortunate to be, you know, we were blessed with really good kids. Really good kids that wanted, you know, that wanted success. They could taste success. They would go after success. And we just being able to work together how we did. I mean, there's no, like, you know, I can think of one or two plays in the back of my head that, like, man, I love that I made that call or whatever. But I think more about it is being with those coaches that were on the offensive side of the ball with me, and the kids that we got to coach. Those are the biggest memories. Like the stories coming from the office, the stories on when we would meet on Sunday afternoons to game plan with those guys is probably that's the best memory I have.
Coach, I got a question for you. Last year was your first year as the head man, putting a headset on. This will be your year two.
Mm-hmm.
what would you say you learned more than anything last year that you'll take into this year?
That my phone is going to ring off the hook. That's been the biggest
adjustment.
The biggest adjustment. Like, you know, I knew going in, like, there would be a lot extra stuff and all that. I knew it would be a lot of times it may end up being a 24-hour job because you have to deal with stuff when you do get home. You never really can just totally put it away because you never know what's going to happen. But for sure, my phone ringing nonstop has been the biggest adjustment and the thing that I will now know that I need to prioritize some of these phone calls now. Yeah. But that's been the biggest thing. I got the job. I accepted the job like 2 days before reclassification.
Okay.
And I already had people calling me that night about scheduling, and I don't think my phone quit ringing for a month. And it's so that's been the biggest thing. It's just the amount of time I spent on my phone. Yeah. Really.
Do you love it?
Oh, I absolutely love it. Love it.
When you mentioned reclassification a second ago, I know right now you're at 5A and we've got reclassification coming up after this season. Do you think West Point will stay 5A?
We're pretty safe.
Pretty safe.
I think we're pretty safe. I haven't looked at it. I haven't looked at it since then. So, I mean, just going off memory, I think we're probably pretty safe.
What does your region look like? Who are the other teams in the region?
Got Fairview, Russellville, Ardmore, Lawrence County, East Limestone. Who am I missing?
Priceville,
of course. My bad, Bo.
Oh, no. You're good. Right. You're good. I want you to forget about us.
We saw Priceville at 7-on-7 Tuesday, and they have definitely improved since last year. For yeah. sure, they've definitely. And I talked to Seth for a little bit, and I know he's excited about next year.
Yeah, I was telling Tracy at lunch today, there's a lot of similarities between Priceville and West Point as far as second-year head coach. This is both of y'all's first job as a head coach, 5A size top school, difference in what used to be here versus what's there now as far as culture, as far as schemes and everything. It's a lot of like in the changes that y'all both have had to endure.
Yeah.
In your non-region, do y'all play Coleman?
We do not play Coleman. Mm. We've got Hayleyville, Good Hope. Again, going off memory, Brewer and Hayden. It's our non-region.
Is there a past tradition there with West Point and Coleman, or just never played each other much?
Back in the past, I think that was used to be the first game of the year.
Oh, really? Why?
Back in the past, but I don't know when that game quit being played, or I don't know enough about the history of that game.
Just based on location, that would be a big ticket seller.
You would think. The fans, the West Point Warrior fans, what game do they circle every year?
Any game that involves the county school.
Okay.
So Good Hope, Fairview, we play Hansel for a jamboree. So any game that involves a county school, they've got it circled.
Okay.
You may have said it a second ago, but now Danville, y'all do play them in non-region?
We do not.
They're not very far from here either.
They're not. We did an OTA with them last summer, and it was a 15-minute bus ride, so not too far away.
Coach, I want you to describe to the listeners out there, who is Coach Kevin McCravey? You know, a lot of people see who you are on the sidelines with the headset on, discipline the kids 7 days a week. You have to do a lot. But who are you when you're not here? Who is Coach Kevin McCravey?
Wow. Well, I don't know if you guys noticed or not, but I'm sure and most coaches know this about me, but I don't think you're going to find many other coaches that in the summertime at an OTA or a 7-on-7, they're going to walk out there in chacos.
So, I did notice that you had those on.
I'm not much different than I am here. You know, when I am here, it's just, managing my son is a little bit different than managing, 80 kids.
Yeah, sure.
But I love getting outdoors, love being outside. I love the summertime, heat. I love the heat and humidity.
Me too, Coach.
I love it.
Me too.
I'm never one of those people that complain and they're like, I wish it was cooler. That's not me.
I'd rather be 150.
Absolutely. Yeah, any day, absolutely. I mean, there's not much to tell, really.
You like fish? You like to golf?
I used to golf a lot. I don't golf anymore. Every once in a while, I'll get into some kayak fishing. I've been doing that on and off for a little bit.
You really don't have the time.
Really?
We have learned that. I have learned that doing all the first and soul stuff is there's really no time for head coaches to do anything. But that's why that's such an extreme important job because of the passion that each one of y'all have that it and the time that it takes. You know, the sacrifice that you give as far as a personal life.
Right.
You know?
Let me ask you this, Coach. We've talked about this with several of the other coaches. Like Coach Gross at Athens talks about being tough. And, you know, sometimes in our society, we live in a soft world in many areas. When you think about football and the life lessons that it can bring to these young men that participate in it, how important do you think it is, or what kind of lessons can it do to make them better men, fathers, you know, husbands, community, by playing football?
Well, I was having a conversation about this with somebody just the other day, actually, and we were saying that, you know, outside of the military, high school football is about the only thing left that is teaching men to be tough, teaching these boys to be men, you know, pushing them through something, making them find their breaking point and seeing if they're going to push past their breaking point, knowing they can overcome adversity, knowing they can overcome obstacles. I mean, I really feel that way. I don't know if there's anything else that's pushing these kids like football is, you know, outside of, you know, joining the military. It's something that culture, the kids are softer these days. There's no doubt about that. But I think football, high school football, really pushes these kids, like I said, to their breaking point. You push a kid to his breaking point, and how is he going to respond? Is he going to fold, or is he going to push past it? And I think that is probably the biggest life lesson. You know, when stuff happens, stuff gets tough, what are you going to do? How are you going to respond to it? And I think football's probably the last thing in this country that is teaching these young boys to do that.
Well, yeah. Many coaches said the exact same thing about last sport to do that.
Yeah, I totally, and we see it. Yeah, I agree with it 100%. We've talked about being tough, and Tracy, I had the opportunity, West Point had the opportunity to have two Players of the Week award winner for Class 5A last year, and Hunter Hensley and Ollie Howell. And when I think of West Point Warriors, those are two guys that immediately come to my mind. And let me tell you about tough. Them two dudes right there, I think they represent your culture and the type of culture you're building here to a T, don't they, Coach?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hardworking, tough, hard-nosed, yeah.
And the support you mentioned earlier, I had parents of both of those children. Players. I had, you know, support from the school that reached out to me, emailed me, texted me to say thank you. Just the support that they gave me for what I was doing for the player was pretty daggum cool. So the support you get's got to be awesome.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then Ollie was actually the 5A Player of the Year in your region.
That's right. He sure was. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Coach, when you think about last year, and Bo asked you this about, you know, some of the lessons you took away from last year, but as we're getting ready, your summer workouts now, when fall camp start, a lot of coaches have called media days the unofficial start to the high school football season because a week after media days, you're really in pads and ready to get going. What are some of the things that, when you think about the 2025 season, that you really get excited about?
I'm really excited about the opportunity to go out and get better every day and work on us. That's the biggest thing for me. And, you know, we focus on us a lot. And just to wake up and have another opportunity to get better, that excites me. We're fortunate enough to show up today and get better and work with Lexington and get better. And I'm not looking ahead, like results based. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking at that. I'm looking at us getting a little bit better every day.
That's a good way to look at it for sure. 100%. Coach, do you have a phrase? Do you have a battle cry, a phrase, or something that you and the players just basically live by?
I don't really have a, I don't know that I have a phrase. I'm not much of a rah-rah type pregame speech guy or anything like that. Something that we have started talking about around here is culture, though. And you know, how do you want to build the culture? What do you want the culture to be? So we've started breaking it down on culture a lot. We are hashtagging things culture. You saw the wrap outside on the door right before you walk out to go to the practice field or the game field. It says culture on it. We're really, really pressing building a culture around here. And again, that's, you know, like you mentioned, tough, hard-nosed. We want tough, hard-nosed, old-school top football players to go out there and like remember the night they played West Point. Win, lose, or draw, remember the night they played West Point.
Yeah. I love the hashtag culture.
Yep. You know, and you say, you was talking about, I don't really get excited about results yet. You know, we're just trying to get better day in, day out. We were talking with Coach Bob Gotze a few weeks ago, and, you know, somebody of his stature, his success he's had, the years he's been in this business, he made this statement that, I don't really get caught up in the numbers. I get caught up in the impact that I can have on the lives that I touch on a daily basis. So how important is that? I know you've been in the business for several years, and the impact that you get to have in these young men's life where, you know, later on in life, maybe they're getting engaged or they got a new job or something goes good and they call you. What does stuff like that mean to you?
That's an unbelievable feeling. It is an unbelievable feeling. I was telling Coach Mass this morning, actually, we were talking about some former players that we could both had at Decatur, and I was telling him I ran into a former player, and he was like, Coach McCravey, and looked at me, and I'm looking, giving him a funny look. He's like, you don't remember who I am, do you? And he smiled. I'm like, oh, I know exactly. As soon as I saw that smile, I'm like, that is Jalen Stevenson. And I was telling Brett about that this morning, and I was able to hire a guy that played for us at Decatur, was a running back for us in Decatur, finished in 13, Anthony Wallace. He's coaching running back. So it's nice to have former players, and that, which is always something I kind of look for anyway. You know, I still keep up with countless former players. I get phone calls or texts or run into them at Kroger or wherever and just sit there. And, you know, the next thing you know, it's an hour and a half. We've sat there and talked for an hour and a half. Just getting caught up, you know, finding out what's going on with them, you know, how many kids they have now, and, you know, and all this other stuff. And so it's really cool. It's a really cool part of it to go back, you know, to see players that left, you know, 5, 8, 10 years ago or whatever, and see what they're doing now, and see, like, you know, just how they've become successful. What are they doing? How they have become successful? You know, what kind of men they are, what kind of dad they are, what kind of husband they are. It's really cool to see.
Well, we say it week in, week out. It truly is a brotherhood that you build.
Absolutely.
You know, every time I'm around you, Coach, you always seem very low key but happy. You always seem happy, but there's no extreme. You don't seem like you get very extreme either direction. Would you say that's?
I'm usually pretty even keel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually so.
So do you ever just like pinch yourself? Like, man, I get to do this. I mean, this is what I do for my career. My name, my last name's attached to doing what I'm doing on a daily basis. Man, that's got to be a cool feeling.
It is. It's a very rewarding feeling. Absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely.
What would you say football means to you? If I asked you, tell me what football means.
I would go back to what I said earlier. Just life lessons. You know, pushing past breaking points. You know, how are you facing adversities? Because those are a lot of things that a lot of the lessons that I learned playing football. Just, you know, how to push through things. Things are getting tough. What are you going to do when life hits you in the face when you're, you know, 38 years old, 20 years after you graduated? How are you going to respond? And that's what football means to me.
That's cool. Let me ask you this, Coach. If somebody were to reach out to you and say, hey, I'm thinking about, just like you said, the coach asked you several years ago, hey, you ever thought about coaching football? If a young man says, hey, I'm thinking about, you know, getting into this profession, I'm gonna get my degree and I want to coach football, what would be some of the advice you'd give that man?
Don't be afraid to work. If you see something, take care of it. You see a piece of trash, pick it up. You said the floor needs mop, mop the floor.
I know exactly where that came from.
But you see a lot of times younger coaches are, you know, I think it's great to have goals. You know, if you graduated college at 22 and you got a teacher certificate or whatever, and you get into the business and you want to be a head coach by the time you're 28, I think that's a great goal to have. But at the same time, the way that I came up, like I mentioned, I went up through middle school as a volunteer and then worked my way to, you know, then I went to, was a student coach at UNA and then, you know, took a step back and was a varsity assistant and just worked my way up through hard work, you know, and then became a coordinator. And then now as a head coach, I think a lot of times these younger kids coming out wanting to coach, and I mean, a lot of times they are still kids, they're 22 years old. They come out wanting a title right away and without being willing to put in the work. So the biggest advice would be don't chase a title until you do the work.
Amen.
You got to show your worth.
Don't chase a title until you do the work. That's something that, Coach, I'm going to take with me, not only in my life, but I'm going to pass that on to my kids. I'm going to definitely pass it on to all the other realtors at Mormac. Don't chase a title. Chase the hard work until you do the work. I will say this, Tracy, there's a common factor for all these successful head coaches that we've talked to, and that's middle school. All these people we've talked to, most of them have somehow coached middle school. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I've coached middle school, and it truly is. You've got to break it down like that one coach, like Coach Phillips said, you have to break it down to the simplest factor to make them understand.
Yeah.
And that's where, like you just said, success is not given and it's earned, and you definitely earn it coaching middle school football.
Absolutely.
Yeah, one of the coaches, was it Coach Phillips, that told us that he even had a day where he taught him how to put on the girdle?
It happens. It happens at that level.
And so it'd be a great starting point for anybody, I would think. You know, you'll know if you want to coach, if you're coaching middle schoolers and it's not working out like you,
right.
You know.
I think one of the coaches said that if you want to really understand, no, if you want to coach, go coach middle school and you'll find out real quick. That's awesome.
Well, the West Point Warriors, not far off of 65, y'all are in a great location as far as travelability. I mean, you can shoot over to the Shoals right real quick on 157, shoot up to the Huntsville area on the interstate. Just a great location. Let's brag a little bit about West Point High School, your administration and all of that.
Administration has been phenomenal. They've been so supportive. Dr. Black's done a really good job about, and anytime we talk, and we talk almost daily, even if we're not both here, he always ends the phone call, let me know if I can do anything for you. And he means it. When he tells me, hey, I'm willing to, you know, I'll do what I can to break down whatever barrier is holding you back, he means it. And I know he means it. So the administration has been just, you know, phenomenal. They've really been good. I know they support me. They've got my back. They've done a really good job with, you know, the things that I do differently. They're cool with it.
Yeah.
You know? And then same thing with like the faculty and staff here. You couldn't ask for a better place to work. You really couldn't. I mean, I told Dr. Black at the end of the school year, he's like, well, how was your first year? And I said, you know, there's days that I feel like I've been here 10 years and it's not a bad thing. It's like, I feel that much a part of it.
Oh, that's
being
cool.
Here for 1 year and, you know, finishing one school year. And it's, you know, it's just that outpouring of support and, you know, from other teachers in the building, and they're, a lot of good teachers in that building, a lot of good teachers. And that's, it is, they just, how they accepted me, and how they just kind of embraced me when I got here. It's just, it's been great,
man. That's cool. That's always cool to make sure to know that you have the support no matter what decision you're trying to make. And that, yeah, you got somebody who, you said it, got my back.
Right. Right.
That's cool.
It's Friday night. First game, second game, doesn't matter which game it is. Home game. Team just ran through the run-through. you're on the sideline, you're about to throw that headset on, smell the burgers, the hot dogs, bands playing, everybody's going crazy.
Guarantee he can smell the
food. He smell the burgers. When you slide that headset on, Coach, tell the listener, what's that moment like to you?
That's kind of when everything goes away. That's when it's the quietest. That's when it's the quietest for me.
That's the first time I've heard that. That's great.
Yeah. That is that's up until that point, it's like, I mean, yeah,
things are going crazy
and everybody's anxiety's high and, you know, everybody's on pins and needles and everything else. But as soon as I put that headset on, it's like everything calms down.
That's awesome.
I like that. I like that a lot. So, I mean, I'm only guessing, you know, you slide the headset on like I'm showing you now, and it's almost like, okay, now I'm going to do my thing.
Yeah.
All right, now
it's time to go to work.
Now it's time to go. I'm clocking in.
Yep.
I just clocked in. And
yeah.
And with the headset on, you don't hear all the noise.
That's right.
You don't hear all the, I like that, Coach. He goes quiet for me.
That's my calming moment. It really is.
I like that.
Well, everything that you do, all the intangibles, everything that goes into what you do and what you are is for that moment.
Absolutely.
You know, I had a coach one time. Everybody, all the listeners know that I've coached younger travel baseball for a while. And I had a coach one time. I'm a loud guy. I think most people know that. I've always been a loud guy. And I asked a coach who I really look. Well, you probably know. Do you know Coach Tyler Stevenson?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Really good baseball guy.
Yeah.
I mean, when you talk about baseball, this guy knows it. I asked him one time. I said, man, you sure are quiet in games. And he says, I've already coached.
Right, right.
He said, I've already coached. Once the game starts, now they got to play. You know, there's no way that I can coach during a game. I just sit back, relax, and let them play the game. We'll deal with what happens afterwards, and then I'll continue the coach before the next game. So that's kind of what I thought of when you said, when you slid that headset on, okay, we've prepared. Game's about to start. There's nothing else I can do. But let's do our thing.
Yeah, and you guys mentioned you talked to Coach Godsey. I can remember Coach Godsey talking about that. We used to do a camp at Decatur every summer, like a QBR camp. We had schools from all over come just show up, and we'd do 2 days of a camp. Coach Godsey was always there and always brought his kids there. And I can remember us sitting in the office like on a break or when kids were gone, and we're just, you know, sitting around sharing ideas and talking. And I can remember him saying that. And I thought, well, that makes a lot of sense. And it's not anything that I've modeled. It's just that when I do that now, I can feel that. You know, I can feel that calm, you know, and it's like we've done all the work. We've put it all in. Now it's time to do it. Let's go.
Right. And you know, I think there's something to be said for people that are calm, even keel. I think people pick up on it. Mm-hmm. It probably helps your players stay at an even keel to not be so extreme one way or the other. I love that.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach, when you think about leadership, whether that's you leading the coaches leading the players, players leading each other. What leadership in general, how important is that to your team and the culture you're trying to build here?
Oh, it's so important. It's so important. And it's not about someone being a vocal leader. It's about someone doing the right things. Somebody that's going to do the right thing, you know, it doesn't matter if there's 70 other kids around, if there's 7 other kids around. If they're going to do things the right way and do what they're supposed to do, to me, that's a big part of leadership. Leading by example is a huge part of leadership. A lot of times you'll get vocal people that think they're vocal leaders and they just yell just to be heard. And they may not have, you know, they have bad body language or bad habits. And that's not, to me, that's not a leader just because you're out there just, you know, giving it, you know, lip service. But leading by example, that means a lot to me, leading by example.
So true.
Well, Coach, I know you're probably tired. Middle of the summer, you had OTAs today.
Oh, yeah.
And the sacrifices that you have to do on a daily basis, we really, from first and soul, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
For taking the time to meet us today.
Absolutely.
Thank you for what you're doing, making an impact on these kids in the West Point area. Thank you for the support that you give high school football. Thank you for the support that you give first and soul. Just want to say thank you. You know, I don't know if coaches get that enough. So Tracy and I do our best to tell you thank you.
Well, I really do appreciate it. And again, thank you guys. I really appreciate what you guys are doing for this sport.
Yeah, anybody that's a member of the West Point community or graduate here or tied in West Point, come check this place out. Come check this field house out. Come get behind this team because you got a good guy leading it, and I'm excited about it. I think this season is going to be very exciting.
Yeah. You just heard Coach Kevin McCravey with the West Point Warriors. Good luck to you this year.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
We'll see you next time.